greetings, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy joining you live tonight around the world on WWRNB 3.185 Clear Channel. Glad to have you in here. Part two. You don't want to miss it tonight. Call a friend. It's not too late. And tell them that Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call, we're on the air. We got a part two of Pride That Goeth Before a Fall. And ladies and gentlemen, you know, as we study along in pride, I see how destructive, and pride is certainly not a virtue. It's a sin. You know, some people take pride in what they do, what they say, what they hear, where they go, and all these things. You know, they're always bragging about what's going on. But ladies and gentlemen, I assure you tonight that pride is not a virtue. The Bible speaks about pride more strongly than anything that it speaks about in the Bible. I'm serious. Pride speaks volumes, and Yahweh hates pride. I'll be right back when Johnny comes in here to bring us on here tonight. Call a friend while I'm gone, and Johnny comes around.
There's a man going around taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody will be treated all the same. There'll be a golden letter reaching down. Terror in each sip and in each suck. Will you partake of that last offered cup or disappear into the potter's grind? When the man comes around.
Well, greetings, praise Yahweh. Glad to have you in here tonight. We got a great program for you. Pride. Hope you made that telephone call, and remind people of our schedule. Our schedule involves several broadcasts each week. We're on Monday night at 9 o'clock. Brother Bob just posted this on our website, oneyahweh.com. We want you to tune in and go to our website, oneyahweh.com, and look at some of the articles and some of the postings that we've got there. Bob is continuously working on the website and updating, and he takes a lot of pleasure, not pride, but pleasure in doing the work for Yahweh. What about pride? The humanist has taught us that pride is a virtue. The Bible has taught us that pride is a sin. Now, let me give you the first illustration I'm going to share with you tonight in part two. Pride is a despised sin from Yahweh. Proverbs 8:13. Yahweh hates evil, pride, and arrogancy. He hates the evil way and the forward mouth. I hate these things, saith Yahweh. Pride is a defiling sin. Oh, my. Mark chapter 7, verse 21 through 23. For from within and out of the heart of men proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, theft, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, the foolishness, all these evil things, pride's evil. All these evil things come from within and defile the man. Pride comes right out. Now, according to the Bible, in the 16th chapter of the book of Proverbs, let me show you what Yahweh says about pride. Pride results in jealousy. It's the first thing on the critical list that Yahweh hates. The first thing. And we ought to take it seriously. Notice this. 6:16 in the book of Proverbs. Six matters Yahweh hates. These six matters Yahweh hates. Seven are an abomination to him. Notice the first one in verse 17. A proud look. A lying tongue. Hands that shed innocent blood. You know, if you've got all these pride descriptives, you've got a bad problem. Brings about a lying tongue. If you've got pride, you'll lie too. If you've got pride, you'll shed innocent blood like Judas and then try to wash his hands like Pilate who committed the Messiah over to be murdered and then tried to wash the guilt off of his hands. That was pride. A heart that devises wicked schemes. You know, there's some people that just sitting around waiting for you, trying to catch you in a fault, trying to find an opportunity to catch you in your words like they tried the Messiah. It's a heart that's continuously trying to move up at your expense. Feel quick to run to evil. I mean, their feet are itching to get it on, to run to evil, to hatch up a lie, to lie on you. A false witness, breathing out lies. All this comes from a proud look. I'm telling you, pride is evil. And the one who causes strife among the brothers. But there it is. All these things come from pride. My son, watch over your father's command and do not forsake the Torah. Bind them on your heart, tie them around your neck. And when you're walking, it will lead you. When you lie down, it will guard you. And when you have woken up, it will talk to you. For the command of Yahweh is a lamp, and the Torah is a light for the feet. Jealousy, arrogance, unforgiveness, impatience, lies, inability to take criticism, stubbornness, talking down to others, always trying to get materialism so you can have a source of pride in what you have, not who you have, showing off. Oh, well, he lives up there on the hill on that big house. Well, he drives that big car. Well, he wears nice clothes. Sensitive about their self. They're always getting angry when you criticize them, but they're always full of criticism for you. Lack of sensitivity for others. But highly sensitive toward themselves. Fear of doing something right in case it backfires and hurts. And strains our pride. Inferiority complex. That is, if our fundamentals are based on things that build up pride, we're going to have an inferiority complex. Yep. It'll breed right in your very being because it creates jealousy. That's cruel as the grave. Arrogance, unforgiveness, impatience, lies, inability to take criticism, stubbornness, talking down to others, You're always right. They're always wrong. Always trying to get ahead in material, showing off, over-sensitivity, lack of sensitivity for others, fear, inferiority complex, hurt, and always trying to hurt someone or to put someone down, selfishness, anger, and hatred, insecurity, leading up to blaming others before your lack of love and devotion, trying to cover it up. Pride is a despised sin. Pride is a defiling sin. For out of you comes evil thoughts, adulteries, fornication, murders, theft, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil mind, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these things come from within the man that has pride, and it defiles him. Pride is a destructive sin. Listen to this now. Proverbs 16:18. Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit will come before a fall. Pride is a disputatious sin, meaning it's contentious all the time, trying to stir up contention. Proverbs 13:10. Only by pride cometh a contention. If you get in a group and it's always contentious, you'll find somebody there with pride spreading the contention. But with the well-advised, you will find wisdom. Pride, number 5 of these evil things, is debilitating. Daniel 5:20, notice. But when his heart was lifted up, Nebuchadnezzar, and his mind hardened in pride, he was deposed from his throne, and they took his glory from him because of pride. All because of pride. You know that he spent 7 years with the beast of the field, picking grass like an ox? It's the truth. All because of pride. Pride is deceptive. Galatians chapter 6, verse 3, listen. For if a man think himself to be something when he's nothing, he deceives himself. Ladies and gentlemen, the world is full of those people that are always pointing the finger at you, but they've never done anything wrong, to hear them tell it. The Pharisee, he's always right, and everybody else was always wrong. Pride is a disrespectable sin if you have it. Psalms 40, verse 4, listen. Blessed is that man that maketh Yahweh his trust, and respects not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies and rumors and innuendos. Pride is a distasting sin. Psalms 138:6. Though Yahweh be high, yet hath he respect to the lowly, but the proud he watches afar off. You know, if you've got pride, you're jingle-jangling around, sounding brass and a tingling cymbal most of the time. You think you're somebody, but Yahweh, if you're so disgusting to Yahweh, he has to watch you from afar. But you better believe that he knows what you're doing. Pride is a disgusting sin. Proverbs, again, 6:16. These six things doth Yahweh hate. Yea, 7 are an abomination unto him. A proud look. There it is. A lying tongue. Hands that shed innocent blood. A heart that devises wicked imaginations. Feet that be swift to run into mischief. A false witness that speaketh lies. and he that soweth discord among the brethren, everyone that is proud in heart is definitely an abomination. And though he join hand in hand in the congregation, he shall not go unpunished. Yahweh will find him, and Yahweh will bring him down. Pride is a detrimental sin. Psalms 36, verse 11. Let not the foot of pride come against me, cries the psalmist. And let not the hand of the wicked remove me. It's a detrimental sin when you have the foot of pride come against you. And the hand of the wicked trying to remove you. Pride is a debasing sin. Proverbs chapter 29, verse 23. A man's pride shall bring him down, but honor shall uphold the humble in the spirit. Pride is mentioned 46 times, I found out, in the King James Bible. Now, I've done messages on this before, but I really begin to see this time how damaging and how divisive and disgusting and distancing and disrespected that pride brings into your life. Mentioned 46 times in the King James. Proud is mentioned 47 times. Haughty is mentioned 10 times. And each time these words leads only to one conclusion that I have formed here, that they are never spoken of positively, and they are always debilitating, disrespecting, destructive, and despised. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that's a pretty bad way to be. The Bible says in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14, and we were on the altar here tonight celebrating the beginning of the Sabbath on the lunar calendar. By the way, if you'd like a calendar, we have one. Brother Steve has made sure that we got plenty made up in time, very timely, and we've got the calendar, and we got them here. We've got an extra shipment in. If you'd like to have one, just write Pastor Buddy. And 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. But pride, just like the original sin that brought Satan down, according to Isaiah 14:12 and Ezekiel 28 and verse 12-17, that I mentioned to you in the first message, that it was the sin, pride, a fault, pride, lift it up. I'll raise my standards above Yahweh. I'll change his times and laws, and I'll creep in and have them worshiping me on wrong days. To think that people would come along and say that the Gregorian Bible, as many times as it's been altered and hacked on, that it is the Bible keeping the truth of the Bible. The calendar keeping the truth of the Bible. It's not. Pride in religion keeps people from humbling themselves. They get in a traditional vein. And in vain they worship in tradition. Pride has caused many disruptions among people and caused many wars. It's a catalyst for war and hatred. Pride. Our children today are unthankful and unholy and lifted up in pride. They got too much. Pride in self keeps us selfish and self-centered, disabling us from enjoying or helping someone else. Oh, it's so much better, but people never learn. Pride and your belief system keeps you from praying fervently and falling on your knees. You don't need to. You got it all figured out. You don't need to fast. You don't need to pray. You got it all figured out. If everybody was as good as you, you know, everything would be better. Pride. Only Yahweh knows how many marriages, families, and churches, businesses, and lives have been wrecked by pride. It's something that Satan gave us out of his virtue. If he's got any virtue, the first one would be pride. And the first thing that Yahweh hates is a proud look. And that's why that he cast Satan out of the Holy Mount. He hates it. Notice what Philippians chapter 2, verse 5 through 8 says. Let this mind be in you, which was in our Messiah, who being in the form of God, Yahweh, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of man, and being found in fashion as a man. He didn't raise himself in pride because he could do all the miracles and people were following him and saying he was a hero. He was full of humility. He humbled himself and became obedient even to the death. You know, if they'd been any leavening in him when they slapped him, the Bible admitted that he could have called 12 legions of angels. But the Messiah, the HaMashiach, he stood humble. Never opened his mouth. Satan was proud. Prophesied to us. Tell us who hit you. You can do other things, but you can't escape the fact that we hate you. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the root of all evil. It's six things that Yahweh hates. Yea, seven things brings the curse of the eye. Notice. Pride lifted up. And if you seek to be full of pride, then you become guilty of Psalms chapter 10, verse 2. The wicked have pride. Listen to me. The wicked have pride. Do you have any pride tonight yet? Like Judas, you claim to be a close companion and a lover of Yahweh. Did you know that Cain was wicked and slew his brother, and yet he claimed he loved Yahweh? You know it was pride and arrogance. According to Psalms 73, verse 6, pride compassed them about. They got proud when they should have got humbled. They got jealous and envious and hateful when they should have submitted themselves to Yahweh. Proverbs 8:13, pride and arrogance was in their way. Proverbs 11:2, when pride comes, then comes shame. Proverbs 13:10, only by pride comes contention. Pride is in the lips of the foolish. Proverbs 14:3. Of the foolish and in the foolish is a rod of pride. Makes you stand when you should have bowed. Rod is rigid. Can't bend. Pride goes before destruction. Proverbs 16:18. Proverbs 29. Verse 23. A man's pride shall bring him low. Mark 7:22, an evil mind, blasphemy, and pride will keep you from being humbled. 1 Timothy 3:6, least being lifted up in pride, as was Satan. We can demonstrate or emulate Satan with pride. Yahweh hates a proud look. And so when you're proud and you're rearing back and you're breaking all of Yahweh's laws, and yet you have the pride of life, according to 1 John 2:16, and being lifted up with pride, Yahweh will break your power. He'll bring you to shame and destruction and bring you low for your pride, and you will bear the consequences of your characteristics, which are wicked in countenance. You're arrogant. You're evil. You're full of contention. You're foolish. You have an evil eye. You have a blasphemy, and you lift up your life in pride. As it is stated, the characteristics of pride are naughtiness, pride of the heart. You hide pride, and pride of evil is hidden until it's exposed. The children of Satan have pride. They have pride of man. They're always glorifying man or praising man or honoring man or seeking man to worship. And Satan wants to sit at the top of the congregation. He wants you to know that he has pride and naughtiness. He has stained pride, bring down pride, crown of pride, the mar of pride, great pride, weep before your pride, arrogance, weep and moan and humble and submit. Pride hath budded and bloomed and blossomed. Iniquity of pride, the pride of power, the pride in your walk, the hardened of your heart pride. You rejoice in your pride. You cut off others through your pride, and you're spoiled. You're dotting about. You know everything but know nothing. Job said the proud helpers do stoop and bow. Job 26 said he smiteth the proud. Job chapter 40, behold, every one of them is proud. Job 40:12, look on everyone that is proud and see their end. Psalms 12:3, the tongue that speaketh proud things shall rot in the mouth of those who speak it. Proverbs, if you will, or Psalms, in chapter 31, verse 23, plentifully reward the proud doer for his proud work. Trust and respect not the proud, but flee from them, for the proud, in Psalms 86:14, they've risen against me. Render a reward to the proud, Yahweh. Bring them low. Yahweh says in Psalms 101:5, I will not suffer a proud heart to stand before me. Oh my. Psalms 119:21, rebuke the proud and curse them. Oh my. Proverbs 119:51, the proud have had me greatly in derision. Proverbs 119:69, the proud have forged a lie against me. You know, they'll talk about you from pillar to post. They'll spread lies when truth would go better. I'm telling you, the devil never rests. He won't stop. And it's in the mouth and the mind of those who sometimes as old Samson found out, it was in the mind of the one that slept with him, the one he gave his secrets to. Reveal not the secrets of her that lieth on your arm. Let the proud be ashamed. Psalms 119:78. Verse 85, the proud have digged a pit for me, but the wicked that dig the pit will fall within. Oh my, praise Yahweh. The proud are standing and digging snares before me. Proverbs 6:17 that I just gave you here, a proud look. You can tell a person if they're proud. They're always trying to beautify themselves in the eyes of others. They go out of their way to convince others that they're righteous. But boy, when they get a crack at you, they'll take it. Don't worry about it. Proverbs 21:4. A proud look and a lying tongue is for a moment. Proverbs 21:24. Proud and haughty scorner wears the name. Proverbs 21:24. Who dealeth in proud wrath shall come unto poverty. Proverbs 28:25. He that is of a proud heart, Yahweh despises. The arrogancy of the proud, Yahweh, have them to cease. Isaiah 13:11. Jeremiah 13:15. Be not proud. Be not quick to go out of his way. Jeremiah 50:31. I am against thee, O thou most proud. You know, he's talking about again, ladies and gentlemen. Satan is proud. And Satan falls. And the most proud shall stumble and fall, according to Jeremiah 50:32. So Satan fell because he was risen up in pride. But Yahweh said, though he rises in pride, I will bring him down low. By wine, he's a proud man. You know, I've known a lot of people that they're very quiet and peaceful till they get drinking. Boy, I mean, they start boasting and they can whoop anybody in the house and their mouth won't stop. They run at full speed ahead. Then when they sober up, they're like little wolf puppies. You never know, they're meek and humble. Wine brings pride to the surface. Malachi 3:15. And now we call the proud happy because they cast the truth to the ground and they prosper. Yea, the proud clap their hands and make merry. But I would rather dwell in the house of poverty where there's herbs than to dwell in the house of fools and pride lifted up. Malachi 4:1. Yea, the proud, they gather around, but there for a moment. Luke 1:51. He has scattered the proud. Praise Yahweh. He has scattered the proud. Romans 1:30. Those who are haters of God, despiteful and proud. Romans 1:30. You need to read 29. Haters of God, despiteful, and they're proud, haughty. And according to 1 Timothy 6:4, he that is in such a way is proud, haughty, despiteful, haters of God, and he knows nothing. 2 Timothy 3:2, our own selves, we become covetous, boasters, and then proud. And then pride goes before a fall. Before James 4:6, he saith, God resists the proud, but gives grace. And to the humble. 1 Peter chapter 5. Yahweh resists the proud. Yahweh will smite, reward, and punish. He'll have no respect. He will not suffer. He will rebuke. He will curse. He will shame. He'll know afar off. He'll be against you. He will scatter you. He will resist you. He will destroy you. He will bring you low, and the house of the proud will soon stoop and bow. And the characteristics of those are lying tongue, derision, dig pit, oppressed, contempt, snare, divide the spoil, haughty, scorners, arrogant, cease, haters of God, despise, and despiteful, knowing nothing, covetous, boasters, proud, look, heart, wrath, lifted up, and pride. Characteristics, the proud. Let them be stayed. Let the proud waters go over, and he that is proud, all the proud men, he is exceedingly proud, and she hath been proud, and yet she will come to her sudden end. Before in Exodus 18, verse 11, Yahweh said, they dealt proudly. Oh my, when you begin to deal proudly in your life, you are in for a fall. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 3, talk no more in your exceedingly proud, lifted up voices. You go hard and menacing as you go, and yet I will bring you down to the sides of the pit with Satan and the proud. Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 16, but they and our fathers dealt proudly and stood against me in arrogancy, and they despised my laws. Through their pride, they were lifted up, and they dealt proudly, according to verse 29 of Nehemiah chapter 9. Now, you know what the rest of Nehemiah says. Psalm 17, with their mouth, they speak very loudly. They speak grievous things proudly against me. Isaiah 3 and 5, they proudly spoke against the Ancient of Days. What will Yahweh do? Will he be above all those who have dealt proudly? Their characteristics are grievous things, proudly against the Ancient, and exceedingly, and they dealt and spake proudly. With those characteristics, they dealt proudly against them, the innocent and the righteous, and spoke proudly in their disdain. Exodus 10 and 3, they refused to humble themselves. Deuteronomy 8 and 2, they had to prove themselves to know how to be humbled. 2 Chronicles 7, 14, as I gave you that one a while ago, here's another one. They needed to humble, pray, seek, and turn. Pride won't let you do that, ladies and gentlemen. Job 22, verse 29, save the humble person, Yahweh, but the hater and the despiser and the proud will perish from your sight. Psalms 9 and 12, Yahweh, hear the cry of the humble, but resist the proud and the wicked. Honor shall uphold the humbled, but destruction and haughtiness will bring down those that have pride lifted up. Matthew 18:4. The same that humbles himself and does the work of an evangelist, that carries the word, that's faithful to the end, he shall be called a servant. But the servant will become the greatest in the kingdom because he humbled himself. I will raise him to the top of the mountain on the stone. Those that live on Sand Mountain will find no grace and no peace. They will not humble themselves. Humble is the opposite of pride. And clearly, Yahweh honors those that will humble. And those that put down their pride and submit themselves to Yahweh. And so then, the characteristics again are being humble, tender-hearted, resisting pride, resist the wicked, bring a desire, hear, be glad, submit yourself to Yahweh, exalt yourself in His presence, praise Him in humbleness, and He shall exalt you to the top of the mountain. But those who have built their house on sand with spiritual pride, ego, and vanity will become hindered to serving Yahweh because pride and ego and vanity goes before a fall. All forms of pride will affect the areas of your building and your walk with Yahweh. So remember that pride comes before loss of power, the loss of shame, contention, and destruction, being brought low with pride, an evil eye, blasphemy, comes before a fall from your sandy hill called Building on Sand Mountain. Build on the stone. Pride will easily affect what you think. Pride will lift you up and cause you to be something you're not. Pride is those who take credit and yet deserve none. When we fall into pride, we can't think correctly. We can't make judgment in our errors and fix them. Pride affects our life daily. Pride exempts us from the family of Yahweh. We fall from His grace when we lift ourselves up and when we make ourselves an example of pride. The word pride, again, is used 46 times. And Yahweh says each time He hates pride and it's an abomination. Yahweh will dishonor all those that have pride. So get away from pride. Bring yourself to humility. Bring yourself low. I used to know a brother that was so tender-hearted. Every time there was something come up, it didn't mean it was anything. He took it right to his heart, and he began to weep. He reminded me of Jeremiah, the weeping prophet. He was so humble, and I always prayed for a double portion of his spirit. I'm telling you, pride is an absolute sea serpent. It's a demon coiled in your albumen. Those who use pride are always using logic. They rationalize. They justify. They distract. They disturb. They will not study. They will not pray. They cause weariness and sleepiness in worship services. They go on and on. They block the mind and hinder spiritual growth. It causes mourning and spiritual darkness, arrogance, spiritual pride, ego, pride, brooding, depression, gloominess, mental dejection, and the inability in oneself to gather your thoughts and return to Yahweh with your whole heart. Pride It's Prince Charming. You know, these people that have pride, they'll attack ministers, especially those that work in the deliverance field, and bring the revelations of truth that's high above their head, and they can never see it. So they use pride to tear down, to restrict. And they use pressure tactics to lead to radical modifications or abandonment of what the righteous tries to build by bringing intellectual, philosophical spirits, religious spirits, false gifts, and they cover themselves with a veneer of spirituality. Just like Simon the sorcerer. He believed, he repented, he got in the group, and then he started. Pride is an abomination. It'll turn you from righteousness, and it will bring a host of those who do not know and those who cannot understand that pride is vanity, rebellion, like witchcraft, deception, seduction, treachery, mind idolatry, vanity, their own self-righteous perfection, their own my way, haughtiness, arrogance, deception, and vain ego. Ladies and gentlemen, come out from among them. Don't be part of them. Don't get caught up in pride, hate, malice. Turn from your wicked ways and turn back to Yahweh, because pride goes before destruction. Pride is not a virtue. The fear of Yahweh is to hate evil, pride and arrogancy. Pride is a disgusting sin. And the six things that I mentioned in Proverbs 6:16-19, the first one right out of the bat was a proud look. Oh, how we like to look proud. Oh, we're too good to pray. We can't get on our knees and get under somebody and lift them up. We're not like little children believing all things. We don't believe nothing. We can't take anything serious because we don't believe in seriousness. We don't believe that God can do anything. So we spend half of our time lifted up with pride. If you're perpetuated with pride, you're not connected to the Holy Spirit. Pride is the root of all evil. And Yahweh speaks about pride being something he hates. I wonder why. Well, ladies and gentlemen, tonight, with part two, and I hope that you understand that pride will extinguish anything good you've got in your life. It'll blow out the flame. It'll blow out the love. It'll blow out the humility. It'll turn you into a hardened, resistant, proud, dotting about, knowing nothing, full of evil and arrogancy. It will extinguish everything good in your life and give you pride that is lifted up and a pride that goes before a fall. The sin of pride. Six things Yahweh hates. Remember, tonight's in the sixth chapter of the book of Proverbs. I love you tonight, and I've so enjoyed being with you. And tonight on the Shepherd's Call with Pastor Buddy. If you'd like to write me tonight, you can write me at Post Office Box 568, Sweetwater, in Tennessee, 37874. Now that's Pastor Buddy. That's all you need. If you'd like to send me a love offering, just make your check out to Pastor Buddy at Post Office Box 568, Sweetwater, Tennessee, 37874. Did you know that Yahweh resists the proud and gives grace to the humbled. For those who know it's a knee route way, on your knees, you're taller than trees. Ladies and gentlemen, Yahweh is so good to us. He comes in the midnight hour. He never rejects us when we need him. He'll always be there. Not when you want him, but he's always there on time. My, my, my. Yahweh is so good to you that he's not puffed up. He has no pride. He's full of humility. He learned obedience when he was here, something maybe that you ought to. Learn to love people. Learn to love those who hate you. Do good to them that despise you as you try it. A soft answer will break a bone. And yet, all we can think about in our pride is to break their jaw with the hand of flesh. Ladies and gentlemen, the greatest power on earth is a soft spoken word in due season. It is Yahweh's way of resisting the proud and giving grace to the humble. Now, if you'd like to call me tonight, you can do so by simply calling 423-351-1082. Now, again, let me give you that telephone number. That is number 423-351-1082. And I'd like to hear from you. We'd like to send you this entire three-part series that we're doing on pride. We'll be back in here tomorrow night on Wednesday night on WWRV 3.185 Clear Channel around the world at 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time with part three, the final part. Now, you can have this three-part series on pride. You could learn a lot by listening to these 3 hours of the teaching of vanity of pride. It's lifted up a lot of people. I was telling you about when I was a young man, I couldn't understand that I had to pray and submit myself to Yahweh. I wanted to be about my father's business. I wanted to run the zeal. I had more zeal than I had knowledge. And finally I wrote a song. And Psalms 46:10 said, "Be still and know that I'm Yahweh." And I sat down and I wrote the song and I played it on my guitar. And it began to make melody in my heart that if I submit myself to Yahweh, I don't have to go out and prove myself. We're not saved by works. We're saved by His marvelous grace. But then after we get the grace, you can believe one thing. You'll have works without pride. You'll know what humility is. You'll know what it is to be humbled. You'll know what it is to pray and seek His face. And the day that you do that with all your heart, you can find that sweet Holy Spirit in your life. It will give you the love that is passed from breast to breast. It'll give you that wonderful joy, unspeakable and full of glory. It will make something out of you that you weren't before He made something out of you. Remember, you're nothing. He's everything. Remember, when you're everything, He's nothing. And when you're nothing, He's everything. Praise Yahweh. Well, we love you tonight. And I'll see you, like I say, tomorrow night around the world on WWRV 3.185. Tomorrow night, on Wednesday night, we'll come back and wrap up the message on pride. You don't want to miss it. And if you'd like to have it, like I say, just order it from Pastor Buddy. And we'll see you. Yahweh bless you. And Yahweh love you.
Myself today to see if I still feel. I good.